Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Republicans in the House of Delegates never really agreed with the courts that their 2011 redistricting plan was guilty of racial gerrymandering. So when the courts drew new maps for about a dozen districts, Republicans filed a lawsuit to throw those out and go back to the old maps. But as Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School says, that argument did not make it very far at the Supreme Court.
The majority found that there was not standing, and they never reached the merits of the question of racial gerrymandering.
And it was a 5-4 decision. But as Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey explains, it's probably not the 5-4 split you're expecting.
The majority in this case is actually written by Justice Ginsburg, who is then joined by Thomas, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Gorsuch. That is a very unusual alignment that you do not see often.
Those maps are already in place, and voters went to the polls in those new districts for primary elections last week. They've redrawn several districts to be significantly less Republican, which could be a challenge for the party to keep its majority in the House this fall. I'm Michael Pope.